The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Francie, I'm surprised you didn't make somebody else your Twitter friend of the week, who came up with the Ed McMahon and the Tim Cormall show.
Hi-oh!
And who would that be, Francie?
Big Fatty!
At Big Fatty! BigFattyOnline.com!
Tweet on there? Oh my god!
Francie, if you don't know, is now the 2020 number two fan of the BFO.
Oh, I'm number three.
Oh, you're number three. That's right. That's right. So,
and you know what number three is?
What's that?
One and two.
A shirt? I was about to say a shirt.
Yes.
All right.
Love you, Big Fatty, wherever you are.
Yes, yes. Number three for Shart Week. Shart Week's coming up on the BFO. If you don't listen to Big Fatty Online, you have to give it a listen. So congratulations, Francie, on being drawn out of the colostomy bag.
Yes. I was one lucky POS.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty! One lucky POS.
Hi-oh!
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3230. BFO for Wednesday the 24th of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got more voice letters. Big Fatty, thank goodness someone called. Hello, returners. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're returners because Big Fatty has either already returned, or I am returning today, as you hear this, from Hatlanta. Y'all, I'm hoping, you know, I pre-recorded this prior to traveling, but discrepancy. Y'all, here's the thing, you know, the financing company, for the buyer of the Hat Cave, y'all, there were deadlines and everything. And granted, this financing company came in a little bit late, but y'all, they still were supposed to meet deadlines. Y'all, I think the final deadline was last Thursday, the 18th, and I thought that was for financial and closing. No, financial and appraisal things had to be done by the 11th, and then closing issues had to be done by last Thursday. And y'all, I just get the feeling they're dragging their feet. And so I'm hoping I'm returning with a big old check. Big Fatty, no, it was wired. It was supposed to be wired. Regardless, we are here today and we've got some voice letters. But before that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 24th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, it's Eric Day. It is Eric Day. In fact, I think all listeners of the BFO, whether current or unsubscribed, are named Eric, have a birthday today. Big Fatty, what if they are lurkers? Well, then I wouldn't know about it. But if you're a lurker and your name is Eric, you need to let me know. Yes, Big Fatty. The first Eric with a celebration of exiting the birth canal is Eric in Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Eric in Denver. Where does he live? I'm not sure. But maybe we could ask Holly and Casey and Brother Sinatus and all those other folks. Who else is out there? Oh, Brian. Brian from Denver is out there. Also, we'll just see. Maybe they can have a hootenanny or something. Oh, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. Maybe they could go to Casey's Tiki Bar, could be. But anyway, Eric's been a long time listening to the little show. And y'all, our other Eric birthday today is, y'all, he is up there in the New York City. New York City! I don't know if he is still in the salsa business or not, but y'all, he used to do a little show called Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land, and y'all, he is the reason that the fat one ever listened to the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. He suggested Big Fatty listen, so y'all, I don't think there are words available to thank him for that. Big Fatty, yeah, we'll say thank you. But y'all, it's Eric the Southern Boy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Eric the Southern Boy. Big Fatty, I just kind of choked there a little bit. I saw that. But y'all, and I don't know if Eric in Denver is on the 20 or not, but I know Eric the Southern Boy is. So y'all, if you see Eric in Denver or Eric the Southern Boy on the 20 or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Follow the high altitude directions.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gary in Portland. And I, since you needed phone calls, I thought I'd call you about the Weekly Reader. I do remember that Weekly Reader, and I loved it. I don't remember that Summer Reader. I don't remember getting that in summer. We could have, but I don't remember that. But yeah, I thought that was always good, and I always enjoyed reading that. And I'll see you, I guess, Saturday night at the Cocktail Hour, which, and y'all are doing that Cocktail Hour for my birthday, so I appreciate that. Anyway, hope you have a good week in Atlanta, and I know that closing out your mom's condominium is going to be a kind of a sad time and an end to that part of your life, but you'll move on, and you, of course, you already have. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm not going to see you in New Orleans this year. I wish we were going. I would sure have been there. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, and again, love that week to hear. Bye. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is Gary Bearden. Gary, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And lovely that you remember the Weekly Reader as well. It could be that the Summer Reader came along later after you had moved on from the one-room schoolhouse. Ready? I had several people. Moose, I think, was one of them that told me that. Francie said that she remembered it also. But y'all, I think some people got the Weekly Reader and the Highlights magazine. Do you remember the Highlights magazine? Yeah, it's always in the dentist office. And, you know, it had the Find the Hidden Pictures, and it had stories. And it had the Goofus and Gallant cartoon, where Goofus would do something wrong and Gallant would be the one that would do it right. And then there were the Timber Toes or something like that. little cartoon also. And y'all, it was just lovely. And I believe Highlights is still published. Big Fatty, you should have done your research. But anyway, they were both wonderful for the children. And anyway, Gary mentioned the Pride 48 cocktail party of this past Saturday night, that it was for his celebration of exiting. And Big Fatty had it was supposed to be a surprise. Well, anyway, Gary, always lovely to hear from you, and I will miss seeing you as well.
Hi, Dad. It is Nessa. I wanted to call and say Happy Father's Day. And I adore you. I love you. So, yes, I've been watching the quiz programs on Amazon. They have, like, this whole channel of just vintage game shows. So I've been watching Match Game 73 and Press Your Luck. And I've determined that I am definitely your daughter because I do really well on the Match Game. And I do really well on the Press Your Luck answering the questions. So they asked for, like, one of the questions was, who's the most influential woman alive or something? And I'm all, Barbara Walters. And, of course, the answer was Barbara Walters. I don't know how I would even know that because when these shows came out, I was either not even born or I was a child, like pre-K child. Not to make anybody feel old, but I feel like I'm just an old soul. So, yes, I've been getting a lot of enjoyment out of watching the old quiz programs on the Amazon. So, but I did want to call and say hi and send you some love. And that's it. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we'll probably hear this, you know, around the 4th of July. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is my youngest daughter, Nessa. And Nessa, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the children. And Nessa, I did listen to this because I'm pre-recording prior to Father's Day. So thank you so much for the Father's Day wishes as well. Yes, Big Fatty, the old farts like to hear that. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, a lot of people call them game shows. But I call them the quiz programs. And y'all, I don't know if I've told the story as to why I call them the quiz programs or not. But y'all, when I was growing up, she made a comment on more than one occasion that you need to do something instead of just sitting there watching all those old quiz programs. And so, y'all, that's when it became the quiz program. So my mother is alive and well inside of me. Big Fatty, can we get a surgeon in here to get her out? No, that's just very different. But anyway, Nessa, thank you for calling.
Hello, Fatty, it's me. I realized I could actually call you because technically speaking, I think you might be having lunch right now. My time zone is obviously the only time zone that matters, which means I have to recalibrate the equilibrium in my head to figure out what is your Eastern Standard Time Zone. I think at the moment mine is 6. Anyway, long rambling. I was in my secret identity Twitter account and a question popped up in my head. Now, at this point in time, Ricky would probably be screaming from Chicago, play the fucking music. So, Poodle, play the fucking music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today come to us from Mexico and from Hendrick. Hendrick, what you got?
My question is, if you, Fatty McPants, could make your own cheese, what kind of cheese would it have been? I'm just very curious if there was a specific kind of cheese that you are really into and would have loved. So, that is my question. I'm officially on vacation since half an hour, which means I'm basically staying home because thanks to Miss Corona, I can't come to the US, which was my plan. So, I will have my gin and tonics here. I will wait for your show on Monday to hear what you've been doing this weekend. Say hi to Poodle. Tell the young one I'm in desperate need of a well-stirred gin and tonic the proper way. And tell Pocketbook you should work less and play more. I think I've covered everybody. Well, technically Granny, but yeah, Granny is Granny. Say hi to everybody. And looking forward to hearing from you. Say cheese. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Hendrik, and Hendrik, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty barely gave you time to answer the question, it's true, but Hendrik, an excellent question. You know, I am very much a fan of the, as they would say, the odorous cheeses, the riper. The better, and oh yes, blue cheese and that Limburger.
Hello, Big Fatty, it's Francie. You're 2020 number three fan of the BFO. I cue the Ask Big Fatty and cue the recipe because I have a question about a recipe.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the number three fan of the BFO for 2020, y'all, the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumar Show, Francie. Francie, what you got?
I don't know, one of the shows many moons ago, you mentioned a lemon chicken recipe. I would love it, because I'm always looking for something new and interesting to make the people around here to eat, you know, something different, something fun, something cool. I think that's all. Thank you for calling. And long distance hugs and squeezies to Poodle and Squeaky Kitty. I love you. Bye.
Dick. I see y'all. That, of course, is Francie, the number three fan of the BFO for 2020. And first of all, Francie, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from one of the reigning members of the of the BFO hierarchy. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't hear from the others. They just don't care. Well, anyway. But, Francie, an excellent question. Now, Francie, as far as what you're talking about, I think the only thing that I've made that's lemon chicken is lemon chicken soup. And, Big Fatty, run the bumper.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Oh, and y'all, that of course is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never used before bumper. But Francie, the recipe for this, Big Fatty, we're out of time. Oh, dear, I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. We'll have a regular little show Thursday and Friday, and then the BFO during Pride 48 Friday night. Francie, basically, it's chicken broth and celery and onions and carrot, matchstick carrots, and chicken broth and some oregano and salt and pepper and chicken and some orzo pasta and lemon juice and lemon zest. What do you, so how about that? Francie, anything you'd like to add to that recipe?
Big Fatty! One lucky POS.
Hi-oh! Oh, Big Fatty, I don't think I'd put a POS in your chicken soup.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.